Thousands of Democrats' Victims Trapped in South Mexico. By Neil Monroe on May 5, 2025. Roughly 9,000 migrants are stuck penniless in southern Mexico after being lured north by the Biden-era Democrats, who claim to be saving poor migrants from poverty. "We are trapped here, in the city of Tapachula, Mexico," said Patricia Marval, 23, a Venezuelan who is heavily pregnant and caring for three children in a one-room shack. The New York Times reported. The despair is so crushing that Ms. Marval said she has even considered asking a neighbor to take one of the children, so they could at least eat three times a day. "If I could leave one of them, I would," she said, sobbing. "But I just can't." Marval and millions of other migrants left Colombia, Chile, Guatemala, and many other poor but safe countries because President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, dangled the promise of an American life by opening up many loopholes in the nation's border laws. Democrats insisted their invited migration was caused by crime, poverty, hunger, and famine in the migrants' countries. But many thousands of migrants died on the Mayorkas migration, and many more were raped and robbed. Highway chase sends in illegal immigrants swimming back to Mexico. An army of roughly 9 million poor migrants made it across the Democrats' border before U.S. citizens elected Donald Trump to enforce the nation's popular immigration laws. Once Trump restarted enforcement, many of Mayorkas' migrants were caught on the road, halfway between home country poverty and a legally closed U.S. border. Mayorkas and his staff have fled their D.C. government jobs and driven back to their homes in Virginia and Maryland. But their discarded migrants have little or no money left to return to their homes. "Venezuelans are the most desperate to leave, and who face the steepest obstacles," said Eduardo Castillejos, undersecretary of a Mexican state government that is trying to deal with Mayorkas' misery in Tapachula. "Without money and visas, these people have simply run out of alternatives. They are facing a very dark situation," said Castillejos. "So far, neither Mayorkas nor the many pro-migration lawyers and aid groups have stepped forward to rescue the people whom they pulled onto the road with their pro-migration promises, funding, declarations, and welcoming policies. Democrats and progressives spent many millions of their dollars touting their pro-migration policies, plus at least $10 billion in taxpayer funds to help migrants travel from South America into Americans' jobs, homes, and communities. Moreover, the mass migration and brain drain further wrecked economic development in Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and many other countries. For example, Mayorkas extracted many of the young people who are needed to attract economic investment and trade in the poor countries, even as he justified the siphoning as fuel for the U.S. economy. Exclusive, Peter Navarro: virtually all new jobs under Biden were taken by illegal immigrants. But the Democrats now say little or nothing about rescuing the migrants they lured onto the trek, despite the migrants' poverty and debts to coyotes. For example, on May 1, Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, ignored the halfway migrants as they repeated their demand for the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a deported, MS-13-linked, wife-beating foreigner back to Maryland. Progressive donors are directing their funds to aid wealthy Democrats regain power in 2026, instead of helping their abandoned migrants get home. The New York Times article on the halfway migrants did not link Mayorkas and other Democrats to the humanitarian disaster that they helped to cause. Nor did the New York Times mention the Democrats' support for Abrego Garcia as it described the pitiful condition of halfway migrant Kayla Mendoza in Tapachula. Kayla Mendoza, 34, fled Venezuela 8 years ago, heading to Colombia and hoping to eventually reach the United States. Along the way, she met her partner and gave birth to her children, now 7 and 3. They arrived in Tapachula 6 months ago, and their nightmare began. "Criminals kidnapped Ms. Mendoza for 7 days," she said, demanding ransom and stealing what little money the family had scraped together. Soon after, her partner abandoned them. Now, Ms. Mendoza does menial work at a local convenience store, trying to cover food and rent, though often there is not enough for either. "Sometimes I don't make any money and can't feed my sons," she said. "I cry every day," Yulidi Moreno, a Venezuelan migrant, told a Mexico-based Reuters reporter in early December. I want to go back to my country. I don't want to stay here anymore. I suffer a lot. Men treat us badly and it's hard. They sometimes mistreat us. Sometimes people die, there is a lot of sexual abuse. Women are mistreated because they don't have money.
It's horrible, this is horrible, said Moreno.